Alrighty, man, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're going to focus on the impact Iowa Speedway has had on the Newton community and talking with Newton Mayor Randy Irvin. And Randy, thanks for joining us. Iowa Speedway has been a fixture of the community since 2006, and the city of Newton put a lot of effort into helping get that, I think, $70 million project underway and completed. You were not involved with city government at the time, were you?
At that time, I was just a citizen. But
okay, what did you think when you heard that the city was helping to put something like this together?
I was excited. It's a great opportunity for the community. At that time, there were some local partners involved, and I thought that was awesome for them to stand up and build something like this for the city. And here we are 20 years later, and there's a lot of positives going on out there. I had an opportunity just last week to sit down and talk with Eric Peterson, the president of the Iowa Speedway, and talked about some of the things that they've got going out there this summer, a lot of activities, some contracts with different law enforcement agencies that will be doing some training out there. And they're trying to get more projects out there so that people use the track for not just the racing aspect, but for other options as well. So it was great to talk to Eric and catch up. He's a wonderful guy. Good representative for Iowa.
Very busy. He's always traveling all over the place with NASCAR, keeping up to date on the latest things that are going on with that racing organization.
We were able to sneak in some time before he went to Daytona, and then we snuck in some time when he got back from Daytona. Now I believe he's out in Phoenix and then the Vegas race last weekend. So hopefully he's back next week. We're working through some projects. Him and I and the county met last week on a couple things, and he's full speed ahead, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a young guy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think it was 2 years ago, the first NASCAR race, and NASCAR has, you know, got him on their schedule again. Peterson spoke to the city council about this time last year and talked about the $100 million economic impact the Speedway had on the state of Iowa in its 2024 season. And he also mentioned, too, that about 60 to 65% of the people who come to the Iowa Speedway are from the states that surround Iowa. So those were some pretty big, impressive numbers. And I understand he's going to be speaking again real soon to the city council.
Eric's coming to talk to us in the first city council in April, which I believe is April 6th. His numbers and information is always enjoyable to read or listen to. So, yeah, I know it fills our hotels. It fills hotels in Des Moines. It fills hotels in Marshalltown and Grinnell. And it brings people in that stays for multiple days. And then you have the people that come in maybe just the day of the race or the day after. But they still get gas here. They still eat at our restaurants. They still stay at our hotels. So it's a great economic impact for the community. And one of the rare things about the Iowa Speedway is that it sells out the Xfinity race as well. That's kind of the, if you will, the AAA, and the cup race being the national race. But normally, in a lot of sites, the attendance, they have to do things on Saturdays to get the Xfinity attendance up. And Iowa Speedway has been able to sell out the Xfinity race as well as the cup race every year since they brought it to Iowa, which really says a lot of positive things about the fans in Iowa.
Yeah, and the capacity of the Speedway is 30,000 people. So, you know, that's not a small number of folks who are making their way here to central Iowa.
We're talking to Newton Mayor Randy Irvin about the Iowa Speedway and its impact on the community.
We mentioned before about all the police contracts. And, you know, those are state troopers and people who are staying in our hotels, too, while they're doing the training, too.
I had an opportunity to speak with some of the people that negotiated the contract to bring that to the Iowa Speedway. And it's so important for young law, any law enforcement people, to be able to practice at full speed. One of the things they can do at the Speedway without bothering people around them, they can run full speed. They can run their sirens full blast, and they're not bothering anybody. But it's a different adrenaline rush. The way they explained it to me, it's a different adrenaline rush to have that siren on and loud when they're going through maneuvers and practicing. Because in real life, the sirens are going to be there, and it's just a part of it. So it's important to have that. It's a great partnership between NASCAR and our Iowa State Patrol, and I believe local agencies as well use it. So It's just one of the other things. And people don't realize that, but when people come for those workshops, they also stay in hotels and eat food at our restaurants and buy gas at our gas stations. So it's an economic impact that you don't normally see because it's not a big race or a big event.
And draw a lot of attention to it.
Right. Yeah. Every week somebody new comes in.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, obviously, the Newton Club, that's been used for a lot of community events as well.
Yeah, we had an opportunity last year helping out our local United Way. They were working on a sports card show. And unfortunately, the venue that they had planned the event couldn't make it happen, and received a call from Jessica Love Oaks from the United Way. She said, "Randy, what are we going to do?" I said, "Give me a few minutes." I picked up the phone, called Eric Peterson. Eric said, "Let's get together." And Eric was able to provide us at a very reasonable cost the NASCAR Newton Club. And Jessica Love Oaks and the United Way had a very successful card show. That's just another point that Eric and the NASCAR group stepped up and said, "Hey, we will be glad to help you."
Anything else you think people ought to really know about the Iowa Speedway and its contribution to the community before we let you go today?
It's got several people, full-time employees that work there, and that kind of had dwindled down to maybe one or two there during, let's say, COVID, the 2020, 2021 years. But they've ramped up to a full staff now. They still have some local employees that live here and work here, and I think that's important to provide those jobs. I think there's some great stuff coming down the line for NASCAR. The great news is for the city of Newton is the 20-year TIF also expires this year.
Oh, wow.
So they will start contributing on the tax side of things as well. And as we all know, with property taxes being a big discussion, it's always nice to have a new project come online. So they continue to contribute to the city and be a big part of the city as we go forward.
Lots of clubs and organizations, too, get a lot of money by helping out at the raceway as
Absolutely.
Well on race weekends.
They use school age activities. They use different groups to highlight bringing people to and from the track. Without Boundaries is a big one that gets money from
the Handicapped Without Boundaries?
Right. You see their carts going back and forth helping people that maybe can't walk from the parking spot, and so there are Outdoors Without Boundaries.
Yeah, Outdoors there.
You know. And then you have like local groups that help park. You have local high schools that park, not just in the Newton area. I know the city of Colfax High School always contributes volunteers to help with parking. We have people coming from southern Iowa that come up. And again, every time these people come to the city of Newton, they have to have a place to stay and a place to eat. So it does a great job for local nonprofits as well as the city itself, making sure that we're involved in the decision making and making sure we're involved in keeping NASCAR here now that they're here.
So, you know, when you drive by the Speedway, just remember it, it does have a long economic impact on the community, a big one, despite, you know, only maybe being busy with a whole bunch of people a couple times a year.
That is correct. It still contributes heavily to our economic impact for the city.
Definitely. Well, thanks for sharing time with us today. We appreciate it. And thanks for your comments.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy. Have a great week.
I'm talking to Newton Mayor Randy Urban about the Iowa Speedway and its contribution to the community on today's Lely Radio Sports page. I'm Randy Van.